KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A new lead in the search for the killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. As law enforcement sources tell ABC, a man in Altoona, Pennsylvania is being held for questioning and that he has a similar gun as the one that was used in the killing. ABC's Aaron Katursky says the weapon has been a focal point of the investigation.
It is a distinctive weapon. They think it may be a veterinary type gun used on ranches and farms to put down an animal because it can fire a quiet shot with that long barrel. They don't think it had a separate screwed-in silencer. The magazine is in the grip. It's bolt action, so it has to be manually cycled, and he did show some proficiency with the weapon.
Moments ago in New York City, a jury acquitted Daniel Penny of criminally negligent homicide, finding the former Marine not guilty after deliberating for more than 24 hours across 5 days following the chokehold death of Jordan Neely on a subway car. And the Pentagon pausing operations of its troubled V-22 Osprey aircraft. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. An employee of Prolec GE Waukesha Incorporated died after an industrial accident at the plant this weekend. Waukesha police and fire departments were called to the facility, which makes power transformers, at about 2:30 Saturday afternoon. First responders found the unresponsive employee on top of a transformer they described as several feet in the air. Investigators believe electricity contributed to the death and do not suspect foul play. With the defense secretary nomination still in the balance, a senator is raising concerns. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Very troubling. That's what Senator Tammy Baldwin called some of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet selections. She made the comments at a WISP Politics D.C. event this week. The newly re-elected Baldwin seemed happy about the possibility of Sean Duffy, a former Wisconsin congressman leading the Department of Transportation. Baldwin noted that some of Trump's nominees, including former Representative Matt Gaetz, have already been replaced due to controversies.
We're in the middle of open enrollment for affordable health care coverage. Melissa Kay has more.
The enrollment period for affordable health care coverage is open now. Wisconsinites statewide can sign up for health insurance now through January 15th. The open enrollment period began on November 1st and extends through January 15th, 2025. More than 250,000 people in Wisconsin signed up for health insurance during the last open enrollment period. Signed into law in 2010, the Affordable Care Act ensures people can access health insurance without lifetime limits and protects the coverage of people who have pre-existing conditions. Another key provision of the ACA, authored by Senator Baldwin, allows young people to stay on their parents' insurance until the age of 26.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to wgbw.fm.
The Pack gets ready for Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's back to work for the Packers, who play the Seahawks in Seattle. Next on Sunday Night Football, the Seahawks beat the Cardinals in Arizona yesterday 30-18. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray throwing two interceptions in the first half that the Seahawks converted into a pair of touchdowns. Women's college volleyball, Wisconsin and Marquette headed to the Sweet 16. The Badgers will face Texas A&M, the Golden Eagles against Utah. Both matches set for Friday. NBA, the Bucks at home tomorrow night for an NBA Cup quarterfinal against the Orlando Magic. The Bucks beat the Nets 118-113. Doc Rivers on what made the difference in Brooklyn versus losing in Boston on Friday.
The difference tonight than in the Boston game. Tonight, we trusted everything. Giannis made a great pass to Bobby for a three. Dame had the three, but they were closing out and he swung it to Chris. That's called trust. That's how you win games. When you start doing that, your team becomes unguardable.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and mild today, with temperatures holding steady in the low 40s. Got winds out of the southwest gusting around 20 miles per hour and more clouds building in tonight. Tomorrow's highs will flirt with the freezing mark, falling to the mid-20s on Wednesday and into the single digits on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Hi, it's Jim Schmidt and John Mino from Mino and the Mayor.
Join us live and on location Thursday morning, December 12th from 6 till 9 a.m. We'll broadcast from Simple Life Hospitality's Field of Dreams house across from Lambeau Field. We'll give you an inside look at this great party house at 1167 Shadow Lane.
Can't make it before 9 a.m.? Swing by their open house from 9 till noon. Take a tour. Learn how you can rent your home out for the draft and sign up for a Simple Life Hospitality gift card and other prizes.
You can also be the first to book the house for Green and Gold Bash or the draft before somebody else grabs it. See you there.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, who will address all our health needs to make us more efficient TV watchers. Then Nightlight will really go up in smoke when I welcome Rose Bauman from Legacy Cigars.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is the time. It's 11 o'clock. It's time for the Civic Media Statewide Text to Win Contest. Our grown-up gift list is now underway. So here is the word you need to text using the Civic Media app. The word this hour is snow, S-N-O-W. The word this hour is snow. This is for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. Each hourly entry qualifies you for one of the grand prizes in the grown-up gift list. Everything from an espresso machine to robot vacuums. There will be 8 grown-up gift grand prize winners from this statewide text to win contest. So you have until noon to text the word snow, S-N-O-W, via the Civic Media app. You have to use the app, so if you don't have it, just go to wherever you get your apps. Download the Civic Media app. It is absolutely free. We are very delighted to be joined by our colleague and friend and host of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 6 to 8 p.m. You're so famous, I didn't know if you'd actually be able to join us, Pete, now that you got your your whole own article in the Cap Times with a headline that reads, PBS host, screenwriter, shines nightlight on Wisconsin with radio gig by Victoria Davis. Well done, Pete. Nice article.
Thank you. That was really fun. I've been reading the Cap Times for years, and I have Rob Thomas, who used to work for the Cap Times, on my show quite a bit to talk movies and TV. So, yeah, it was fun. It was fun to get some downstate pub for this northern Wisconsin boy.
Absolutely. Well, you have quite a history. So for people who are not familiar with your background, take us back a little bit to all of the things that you've done.
You want me to go, like, prenatal or start?
Maybe not, yes. Prenatal.
Yes.
Maybe start, after high school or college.
I wrote a couple jokes in the womb. I don't use them anymore. I promise you, I've written some new stuff since. I started in show business kind of when I was in college. I just started doing stand-up comedy. I did some contests in Chicago. And then I, for about 7 or 8 years, was Chicago-based as a comedian, traveled all over and was on TV, which was fun. And then got lucky and sold some screenplays when I moved to LA and sort of put stand-up on the back burner. But since then, I've been writing primarily and doing some acting. And I've always had trouble kind of picking a lane. But I've done some really fun stuff and met some great people. And since I moved back to Wisconsin, I've been hosting, doing some on-air stuff for PBS Wisconsin TV. And found a home here at Nightlight, which is fun because I get to talk about all the stuff I've experienced over the last 30 years, which has been really just a gas, you know?
Well, and it's a really lovely way to wrap up the day. I think for folks, if you're tired of news and you're looking for something that's just a little more light and isn't necessarily so angst driven, you know,
unless box office numbers. Yeah,
right. What kind of stand-up did you do when you were out on the circuit? Was it observational? Was it, what kind of stuff did you do?
Very dirty.
Really?
No, I was not. I was pretty, mostly clean, you know, because I wanted to be on TV. And then, but you know, Greg knows all about that world, and being a comedian himself, you have to have your clean sets.
Yeah.
Pardon me. And then, you know, I would have more fun maybe, or take things a little further when I was on the road and that kind of stuff. But it was observational for the most part. And I wrote jokes as well, but I also told some stories and stuff like that, you know.
I've always thought that writing clean comedy is much harder. It's always easy to go to profanity and crudeness.
Right.
Right.
And Greg, back me up if you agree with this, Greg. Like, my thing is, I don't care if someone's dirty or not, but you have to make me laugh clean first. If you're funny, that's great. Then I don't care, you know, but it's the guys that relied only on being dirty or using swear words or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of like, yeah, whatever. And they're hard to follow too on the road. So that's no fun either.
A lot of times, I mean, it depends on the room, of course, but a lot of times the comics who rely on more profanity or more blue humor, you know, that kind of thing, they tend to be more like raucous and energetic. And if you go up there with like, well, you know, what's really weird about airline food is, and they're going to be like, what is right. this? I think when it comes to clean humor, because to me, there are so many, there's clean humor, which can be suggestive. It doesn't have bad language.
Sure. Right.
It doesn't say anything outright, but it leads the listener or the viewer down a path to make their own conclusions. There are people out there who do. I mean, Pete, you know this. There is a whole circuit of clean church comics who go to churches and do family friendly. You bring your 4-year-old to this, 100% clean, and that is one. You make so much money.
I know.
They make so much money doing this. And two, the parameters are so strict. I mean, it's not,
I bet.
So like there's different levels of clean, there's different levels of dirty. And my thing with dirty is that if you can simply pull out the swear words, because I find that a lot of comics, they're saying those words because they're just popping their heads. They don't, like, I have a word where I have to say the F word. I have to say that F word to make the joke work. If I say any other word, it doesn't work. I also don't have to do that joke if I don't need to.
Sure.
But like, right. if you listen to a comic, you can say, hey, you just don't swear. All your material still works, but you're swearing on stage. And you're not a blue comic. You just are right. kind of, you're not memorizing your script, if you will.
Exactly. No, that's a great point. And then I think there's something in between, like the dry bar.
Yeah.
You know, they're clean, but they're not like there's squeaky. Like church comedy. Exactly. Right. So pardon me, but you're right. And like I said, pardon me, those guys are hard to follow because you know, especially the guy that will go up and do like all local jokes.
Yeah,
you know, you got two guys traveling and they're into, and in fact I made a film called The Godfather of Green Bay, and Thomas Lennon plays that character to a T. He goes up and does all the local humor, gets the crowd all riled up, and then he introduces the next comic as a Bear fan, so he's digging himself out of a hole, you know,
right off the bat. Yeah.
And it can happen no matter where you go. There's those guys that they just want to go up and kill. They're not looking down the road. They're trying to get laughs right now from locals or take the easy road, whether it's swearing or just local jokes that only the locals would get. You know,
I have so much respect for guys for anyone who does stand up.
Yeah,
I think it's an incredibly difficult art form. Mm-hmm. And I had the opportunity to try it a number of years ago. Will Durst. Will Durst, Waukesha guy, in San Francisco for years. And he actually invited me to open for him a number of years ago. I was so bad. I was so bad.
How bad were you?
I ended up, it was two nights and I went home and rewrote my entire set.
Yeah.
So it was slightly less bad, but still kind of bad. But I wrote a lot of stuff about growing up at a funeral home.
Yeah. Which is great. Material. That's great material. And even though it's very specific and pointed, like not a lot of people can relate to it because everyone's been to, most people have been to a funeral home. Most people have been to a funeral. They know about death and they can access that dark humor point. Like, of their brain.
Right.
And that's a very, very, I mean, it's a very, it's rife with
possibilities. Yeah, well, that was the longest 22 minutes of my life. I will never do that again.
He had you do 22 minutes?
I don't remember. Maybe it was, I don't remember how long it was. It just felt like an eternity.
Yeah.
I find it interesting that you killed with funeral home jokes.
Hey-o.
And you died on stage.
Oh,
so but you really threw a...
Pete Schwab, everybody. Nightlight here on Civic Media. Stand up.
Pete Schwab is the host of Nightlight, and you can hear it weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. all across the Civic Media Radio Network, all things entertainment and movies and television.
It's really fun to be on that show, too. Like, it's just a good time.
Oh, you guys are both great guests. Yeah, it was fun. And Jane, you know, I've been a fan of yours forever since we're doing news at WTMJ. And you guys both have great senses of humor. So it's fun. And that's what we do on Nightlight. We talk music, comedy, movies, TV, current events, fun stuff happening in Wisconsin. We do like ghost stories once in a while. We just try to keep it interesting, but also kind of lighthearted for people to kind of unwind after a long day, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Well, and you had John Legend on your show. How did that come about?
You know, it was we kind of piggybacked on the whole political campaigning thing. You know, a lot of these celebrities wanted to get on local radio, especially in swing states. And John was good enough to come on the show, and he talked politics a little bit. And then I used the opportunity to sort of ask them about, or ask him or other guests about what they're up to and that kind of stuff. And he had a great sense of humor. Like, he laughed at my crazy jokes, and he was just a really, really solid guy.
Yeah,
you know, and a very good interview, and very, very seasoned at being interviewed. You know, you can tell the people that really know how to make the host feel good and how to get their point across. He was great.
He is an entertainer in the classical sense of the, singer, dancer, piano player, actor, all the things. And that when you see him interviewed, he just has a style that just says, hello.
Like, I'm cool.
I'm cool. Yeah. Like if this was a couple decades ago, he'd have a cigarette in one hand and a glass of scotch in the other. And be like,
in a smoking jacket.
Exactly. Welcome to my show. I'm John Legend.
Right. And he's the guy that like was playing the piano for church groups. He was a church music director at like 16.
Wow.
So this guy is like so confident in his abilities. He has no pretense. It was just like, he's a real guy, or at least that's how he came across, you know?
And what I love about that is that he could be a real poop because of all of his, of his accomplishments. Right. And he could be standoffish. And I'm sure you've done some not great interviews with celebrities. I know I have. And think about who was the worst interview you ever did, Pete. I would be very curious to compare.
Well, as someone who's been a real poop during an interview, I will say that, I don't know. You know, when I've been interviewed, that's been rough. But I would say, you know, I've had a host that tried to either be funny immediately because he thought you were a comedian and he was getting your name wrong and he couldn't wait to do time and temp as opposed to the interview, like that kind of stuff. But I would say most of the celebrities I've interviewed, Jane, whether it was, you know, on the radio or just or working with them as a writer, are just pretty down to earth people. I've heard other people's horror stories. I really don't have any horror story like that, though.
Well, that's nice. I have a couple. We're going to continue our conversation with Pete Schwab on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Before a new Democratic governor takes office in January and it loses its supermajority, the GOP-controlled North Carolina legislature used a hurricane relief bill to strip power from the governor and attorney general. The draconian changes hinge on a pending veto override vote in the state house. The bare-knuckle bill was short on hurricane relief and long on keeping power out of the hands of Democrats. Earlier this year, a 2023 bill attempting to strip the power of the governor to appoint county election boards was struck down by the state's Court of Appeals. Now, Senate Bill 382 tries to remove that power by shifting it to the incoming state auditor, a Republican. In his veto message, current Governor Roy Cooper called the bill a sham and unconstitutional, and Democrats have declared it an outrageous power grab. The bill also includes a proposed constitutional amendment requiring voter ID for mail-in ballots and bans the Attorney General from opposing the legislature in court. The state Senate voted December 2nd to override Cooper's veto, and the House vote is pending. North Carolina Newsline reports that it's unclear whether Republicans have the vote in the House to override, with three House GOP lawmakers unhappy with the inadequate hurricane relief funding having voted against the original bill. We have the text of the bill and great local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin. We are talking to our colleague Pete Schwabe, host of Nightlight 6 to 8 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. I just want to remind you to get out your phone, get on the Civic Media app, and text the word snow, S-N-O-W. Text the word snow until noon today. Every hourly entry qualifies you for one of eight grand prizes. It's our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest. This hour, text the word snow, and you could pick up an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And again, if you don't have the Civic Media app yet, just go to wherever you get your apps. It is absolutely free.
Absolutely free. Get it, Pete Schwabe, comedian extraordinaire.
I got it. But is the word snow? I'm just trying
you
to text here.
You and can't
I
win.
You can't win, Pete.
You can't win.
No, I'm sorry.
Because you work
Trust me,
for this company.
I have a lot of thoughts on this one, Pete. Lots of thoughts.
Andrew from Maine, by the way, texting in and casting aspersions on you and having Todd Alba on your show so that he can promote his hour to text in so he can win the contest. It doesn't sound like you're disputing devious? That.
It's like this nefarious. No, I did have Todd on. He was great.
He is great.
On the cam. And he was, like Todd and I had a handshake deal to split the winnings. it didn't materialize. He said something about inappropriateness. Whatever. He's got his thing.
Todd said something about inappropriateness. Amazing.
He would never do that.
You know, the guy who I have his promo so ingrained in my head, the watch Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Invite people. I hear that in my sleep. Literally, it's like a song you can get out of your head. And at first I was laughing at it because it's very funny. And he and Aaron are hilarious. And I'm like, stop thinking about Todd Alba watching Netflix. That's all I can think about.
I assume tonight you're going to talk about some of the Golden Globe nominations because these just came out today. I got to tell you, Pete, I feel so out of it because I haven't heard of so many of these. So like for best motion picture drama, we've got The Brutalist. Never heard of it. A Complete Unknown. That's about Bob Dylan. That I know.
Yes.
Conclave was about a new pope. Dune Part Two. I don't need to see
that.
It
was about more Dunes.
More Dune. Nickel Boys and September 5th. I haven't heard of any of those films.
Well, you're not really behind, Jane, because a lot of these films come out toward the end of the year. They want to get them in time for the award shows. So I haven't seen, there's no excuse. I should have seen Conclave now by now, but I live in kind of a smaller area. It was in the theater for like 5 days.
And that was it.
Close to Thanksgiving. Yeah. So I got a, that's on Netflix or on, you can stream that now, I think, and pay the $20, which I'll do. But like, you know, The Brutalist doesn't even come out, I don't think, until December 20th. So a lot of these films people haven't had a chance to see yet, you know, but, and you can stream, Emilia Perez, I think on Netflix right now. I think that is available. I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it, Greg?
I have not yet. I really, I love Selena Gomez and I just, the cast looks amazing, but that's a lot that they're doing a lot nowadays is they're putting them in the theaters for the minimum amount of time they need to be in
to be qualified.
Because before that, Netflix couldn't get an Academy Award because it's home viewing. So now they throw it in a movie theater for a weekend and they qualify and then they, you know, spend $200 million on a Santa Claus movie.
Well, and the Brutalist is like over 3.5 hours. So, you know, that's brutal enough, but you have to... You have to watch that. You got to plan your whole evening. Or
seriously, what is it about?
Well, that's an A24 movie. Those movies are artsy.
Right. Yeah. Adrian Brody, Guy Pearce, Felicity Jones, I think. It's a post-World War II drama.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Looks great.
Now, schedule some time for that one.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to pack a lunch.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then this is a bone of contention for me.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Greg Bach, but we... best TV series for musical or comedy, Abbott Elementary. I'm good with that. Hacks.
Love it.
Absolutely. I love that show so much. Only Murders in the Building. Fine. Nobody Wants This. Never heard of it. The Gentleman. Also never heard of it. The Bear is not a comedy.
That's a tough one.
I will die on that hill.
Whoa, James.
I will.
Listen.
And he's rolling. Greg is rolling his eyes.
Her hill's already flown solo on your
her hills are. Jane's hills are real well thought out, let me tell you. My goodness.
Yeah, it's a toss up. I mean, I do laugh when I watch the show, but it. I don't know.
It's a drama. It's a drama.
It's a dramedy.
It's not a dramedy. It's a drama.
Okay.
The Bear and Hacks, there's no comparison.
That's true. There's, well, I agree with that. I laugh more at Hacks, but. Yeah. I don't know. Who knows why they do it?
Because they can win.
Yeah.
Because if he had to go up against the other dramas, they might not do as well.
I don't know. I think they'd probably destroy it.
Best TV series drama, Golden Globe nominees, The Day of the Jackal, The Diplomat.
Day of the Jackal is boring.
You said The Diplomat is really good.
The Diplomat's so good.
Love The Diplomat. I've been watching The Day of the Jackal. It's I like it. I stuck with it, but it starts very slow.
Yes.
But there's some good turns as you go. It's good. It's decent.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I heard really good things about it.
Shogun.
Same.
Oh, my God. That movie, that show destroyed last year, too.
Us.
It did. It took. But I don't get Shogun. First of all, I'm mad because it has so many subtitles. I can't play video poker and watch it at the same time.
However, to concentrate.
Yeah, but like nothing happened at the end. I'm like, I was so let down and they killed off a main character. I don't get the
It's
love
only
it going
to be one season. It's a limited. It's done. It's done.
Oh, I heard. Okay. Well, that makes sense then. It kind of has to be.
Also, Slow Horses. I've heard good things about that with Gary Oldman.
I like it a lot.
And
I got through the whole thing in about 3 weeks.
Oh, no kidding. And Squid Game.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
I've not
you.
Seen Squid Game. Mm-mm. Can't
no, thank you.
Bring myself to watch that. Have you seen the news about Keira Knightley, though? She, not a lot of people know this. In Love Actually, that scene with the cue cards with Andrew Lincoln. She was 17.
She was 17.
Playing a newlywed to a guy who's like 10 years older than her and then being wooed by a guy like 14 years older than her.
And she told him, this is creepy.
Yeah, wow.
I cannot believe that. I had no idea. They should change the name to Love Predatorially.
I knew she was young. I didn't realize she was that young. My goodness.
Crazy. I didn't either. I had no idea. It's kind of hard to read that even now.
Yeah.
Check out Pete Schwabe tonight and every weeknight from 6 to 8 p.m. with Nightlight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you so much, Pete. Really appreciate it.
Thank you guys very much. Have a great day.
News is coming up next. When we return, we're going to talk food, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Drink Up Edition. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on this Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin legislature passed a new law to make the Wisconsin Ethics Commission oversee all campaign finance compliance. The commission is now asking for the money to fund the effort. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
The state employees who oversee campaign finance compliance want to triple the size of their team. Until recently, local clerks collected campaign finance documentation from municipal candidates. But the legislature passed a new law requiring the Wisconsin Ethics Commission take over. The commission says to pull that off, they'll need more people, therefore more money. The agency is asking for an additional $5 million over the next 2 years to hire at least a dozen more people and get more office space.
Every once in a while, you come across someone with heart, passion, and purpose. The type of person that makes you stop and say, this one's going to do big things. A 10-year-old Green Bay boy named Bex is one of those people. He has his own sports podcast. It's called Shorts on Sports. He's interviewed A.J. Dillon, Mark Murphy, and he's already started philanthropic efforts to give back. For example, he did something very special for his 10th birthday.
I took donations, money donations or little, boxes of, full of, toothbrushes, toothpaste, all that good stuff, deodorant, toilet trams, anything that the homeless need, and I gave it to the homeless.
You can find Bex's podcast, Shorts on Sports, on YouTube under the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Green Bay's account. Bex is also a regular on Civic Media's Mino and the Mayor show. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Joker 2 was universally panned as a terrible movie by critics and audiences alike, who in some cases walked out during screenings. There is at least one dissenting voice, though, in director John Waters, who says Joker Folie à Deux is one of the best films of 2024. According to Variety, the director of Hairspray was quoted as saying, "Finally, a love story I can relate to," and added, "Stupid critics, Gaga so good, Joker so right, die, dumbbells die." That's John Waters. If you're curious to see if you agree with Waters or the rest of the world, Folie à Deux drops on HBO Max Friday, December 13th. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga and is directed by Todd Phillips, who decided to make the sequel a musical. Critics and audiences seem to agree to a letter, or number, how good or bad the film was, as Rotten Tomatoes posted a 32% from each group. It might be worth a watch, though, and a little less painful if you decide to watch it in the comfort of your own home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and mild today, with temperatures holding steady in the low 40s. Got winds out of the southwest gusting around 20 miles per hour and more clouds building in tonight. Tomorrow's highs will flirt with the freezing mark, falling to the mid-20s on Wednesday and into the single digits on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend, update you on the news, and get you into the holiday season as we prepare to travel to Seattle. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
sandwich, sandwich. I'm in love with you. You've got lettuce and tomatoes too.
We need more of this, Colin.
Wait, what was the... Just mayonnaise and cheese?
What's the song, Calvin? Where did you find this?
It is Sandwich by Perry Grip. I don't know.
Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane, Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is day one of Civic Media's latest statewide text to win contest. It's the Grown Up Gift List Contest, now underway. We will give you a special word that you need to text in via the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't downloaded it yet, go to wherever you get your apps. Download the Civic Media app, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media app. It's completely free. And then you can text in the word. 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's your chance to pick up $100 in cash or an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And every hourly entry qualifies you for one of eight grand prizes, including a robot vacuum, espresso machine, some pretty nice stuff in there. The word this hour is snow, S-N-O-W. The word this hour is snow. So if you haven't done so already, text the word via the Civic Media app. Text the word snow, S-N-O-W, and you will be entered. And then your next shot is in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd. So make sure you join Todd for that as well. I feel so out of touch, and I hope I'm not the only one, because you guys both know about this.
Oh, yeah.
I've lived here almost all of my life, and I have never heard of this. Mm-hmm. This is an article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Rachel Bernhard. Headline reads, "My Kingdom for a Classic Chopped Cheese Sandwich in Milwaukee."
Okay.
You've heard of a chopped cheese sandwich?
I have. I've eaten a chopped cheese sandwich.
Calvin, have you had a chopped... You've heard of a chopped cheese sandwich?
I've heard of them. I've never had one.
So, I have never heard of this.
Okay.
Never, ever.
I mean, this...
And when I first heard it, I thought, so what? It's just a bunch of slices of cheese on a sandwich.
Dear God, no.
That's not what it is.
It's not at all.
Why don't you explain it, Greg Bach?
Well, as far as I know, like, a chopped cheese sandwich is... So there is one available at a little restaurant called Sazzy Bee's in Kenosha. And I've had a couple times now, and a chopped cheese sandwich is very simple. It is literally just chopped up beef, like
ground beef
with, with cheese and like lettuce. And you can throw pickles on there if you want. You don't have to, but it's basically like a burger that you just chop it up and you put it on a bun.
So it's a different name for a hamburger. Isn't that a loose meat sandwich?
Oh, I don't know what the parameters of a... I first of all, terrible name for a sandwich. Yeah. I just really do not like that at all.
I go with you on that.
But, I mean, I'm now looking at a loose... Yeah, honestly, it looks like a tavern sandwich, it's also called. I don't know what the difference is. Loose meat looks like it has the potential of being almost sloppy Joe without the mixture.
Okay. Without the lettuce and stuff?
Whereas with the chopped cheese, the binding property is the cheese. So you put you chop all the meat up, mm-hmm. and you put the cheese in there, and then you put it on the bun. The bun's usually like a hoagie roll, a small hoagie roll, or a small brat roll, or brat bun. And I mean, that's about it. I will say the one at Sazzy Bee's, I don't know if this is like with all of them, but they're also very salty. So but I'm telling you, Jane.
Is it delicious?
It's so delicious.
According to the article in the Journal Sentinel, a chopped cheese sandwich includes ground beef griddled mm-hmm. with onions, chopped up together, topped with American cheese, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and ketchup, served on a hero roll wrapped tightly in foil.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a cheeseburger sent through a shredder.
Yeah.
She says this is so much greater than the sum of its parts. That's high praise for a sandwich. The crisp lettuce and juicy tomato offset the deep umami flavor of the charred beef and sweet, soft onions. The blanket of cheese that binds it all together is melty, gooey, and marvelous.
I'm not very good at that kind of food talk. All I'm just going to say is, like, it's a chopped up sandwich that tastes good.
See, and where I would vary from this is I would not put ketchup on this.
You don't have to. I think
you would ruin it.
I mean, you can put whatever you want on it. Personally,
it's not
like a Chicago dog thing where you, oh my God,
there's very specific rules.
Yeah, the parameters are deep.
Hot Dish Pastry has debuted a chopped cheese special on the menu. That includes pickles. As you said, apparently you can do this any way you want. What I want to know is, am I the only dummy who has never heard of this before?
Well, first of all, let's stop with that talk, okay? I'm sure there's other things that you've had that I've never had, I've never heard of. So it doesn't mean you're a dummy.
Well, it just seems like everybody knows about chopped cheese sandwiches.
But it's not, in my opinion, Calvin, back me up here. I don't think this is a Wisconsin thing. This isn't a Wisconsin staple.
Yeah, no, I don't think this is a Wisconsin thing at all. The reason I know about it is really just because I'm chronically online, and like there was like a trend for a while where this guy in New York, and I actually think it was the guy running the bodega, not actually the person going in that whose TikTok account was it, but they'd like go in and be like, yo, can I get a chopped cheese on a roll, and like do their order, and then he'd like make it for him, and it was like a TikTok thing. So that's how I'm aware of what a chopped cheese is.
I'm telling you this right now, Jane, I need more of Calvin being like, hey, yo, give me a chopped cheese on a hero roll. Yeah, make a face.
She does say in this article, I had heard about the beloved regional sandwich, the sandwich popularized in bodegas across New York, specifically in Harlem, where the chopped cheese sandwich is said to have originated in the 1990s. But before she had hit the mothership in Bayview, she had never had a chopped cheese sandwich, and she's a big proponent of having it wrapped in tin foil because it makes it all nice and melty.
Does help with the melting. There is a food truck park right by the Laughing Tap, which is the comedy club that I'm a co-owner of. It's called Zocalo. It's a food truck park, and there was a place there called Meat & Co. that had a chopped cheese there. I never had a chance to try it, and Vanguard, as it said in the article, had one once. But I would say if you want, like, the only place that I know of that has it on the regular on their menu is Sazzy Bee's in Kenosha, and it is good.
They open later in the day, though.
They open at like 4 o'clock, but they also have weekend hours. They have a great brunch. We're not endorsed by Sazzy Bee's in any way, shape, or form, but we'll take free
food. We're open to that.
We're open to endorsements and free food. But I honestly, like, I will, what I might do, I just don't know how they reheat. Maybe what we could do is. Get ourselves a chopped cheese.
Okay.
Tape your reaction, and then we can put it on the show. Because I don't want to bring in a cold chopped cheese and reheat
That's
it.
Not
it might
fair.
Not be,
yeah.
It might not be good.
I agree.
But like I said, they don't open till 4, but it's worth it, and their brunch is spectacular. The best potatoes I've ever had. But that's the only place I know that has it on the regular.
If you have fond memories of chopped cheese sandwich and you would like to share it, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Maybe you know there's a place where you are.
Yeah, yes.
You know, wherever you are across the state, maybe you're in Oshkosh and there's this great chopped cheese sandwich.
Yeah, I just tweeted at Rachel Bernhard the suggestion on Sazzy Bee's. If we know more, we can help her out. Because, and also, is there a food that you, like, have you ever heard of the chopped cheese? If you have you not, is it something else called there? Or maybe there is a food that you all of a sudden heard about. Like, a lot of people don't know what, because it's kind of an old-timey term, S on a shingle.
Oh, yes. Chip beef, right?
Chip beef.
Yep.
It looks disgusting.
It does look disgusting.
But, oh, mother glory, is it tasty. It's, once again, it's a high deliverer of salt.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Andrew from Maine texting in, listening on WAUK. Jane, I have never heard of chopped cheese sandwiches either, so you are not alone. Thank you, Andrew.
There you go. You're not dumb. You just never heard of it. It's not a Wisconsin thing. I mean, you've heard of the chip beef. You've heard of cannibal sandwiches.
Yes.
Those are
yes.
Wisconsin proud.
I would love to know if you've got a chopped cheese place in your area. You can sing their praises right now. At 855-752-4842. 4842. While we're on the subject of food.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
I know, because we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, right before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about tater tot casserole wars.
Oh, my God.
And our engineer, one of our engineers, Chris Casper, texted in and said he was going to make a corned beef tater tot hot dish. And he did over the weekend. And I got to say, it looks so good. It looks really, really good.
Looks like he's like, oh, I think I'm going to try it. This looks like he's been making it for decades. It looked perfect.
Yeah.
It looked delicious.
Chris is a really good cook. He's a great, I call him Soupmeister too. He makes great soup.
Soupmeister?
Soupmeister.
I'll remember that one. Mm-hmm. Well, now he is casserole meister.
Hot dish.
Hot dish.
He was very specific that it was a hot dish.
Okay, whatever. I don't really, fine.
But he so you start with very thin ground beef and then a bunch of sauerkraut and then a bunch of Thousand Island dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And you mix that all up and then you add, I'm assuming it's Swiss cheese. And you mix that all up, and you spread it in the pan, and you cover it with tots. And then, of course, because it is Wisconsin, you have to put more cheese on it.
More cheese.
And more Thousand Island dressing.
That's right. And then you bake it up. Wha-bam!
We're going to have to make him make us one.
Correct. I think we're going to have to ask our station manager to install a full kitchen with working oven.
Just for that.
Yes. And then we'll have a cooking class we will do once.
Cooking with Casper.
Oh yes.
We'll just have to knock out a wall and put in a full
kitchen.
It's
fine. It's easy. We'll have Calvin do it. He's young.
Tony on the live stream. I've also never heard of it. Thank you, Tony. Okay. I want to try it now.
I know.
It sounds yummy.
Yes. Let's put down the whole I've never heard of it thing. Let's just go out and do it. Or make your own. I mean, it seems like a very easy sandwich to make.
It does, but there's something about the griddle, though. There's something mm-hmm. magical that happens with a griddle, and I do not have a griddle.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I think that there is a different, I think things caramelize differently
on
a griddle.
Maybe a griddle pan, if you have one of those, possibly. But, I mean, at the very least, give it a shot.
Well, we will include this in our show notes if you would like to check out the chopped cheese sandwich, this article from Rachel Bernhardt. In today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, it really does sound pretty tasty.
I'm so hungry now. I didn't have an appetite at all this morning, and now I just want the worst for me food.
Well, we're going to continue sort of along the food vein.
Oh, we're going to ruin your day, folks.
Coming up, it's This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Drink Up Edition. Yeah, that might kill your appetite, so then you won't be quite so hungry.
Yep.
Don't forget, you have until noon to text the word via the Civic Media app. Text the word snow, S-N-O-W. The word this hour is snow to have a shot at picking up an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells and then be in the running for one of eight grand prizes in our statewide text to win contest. So if you haven't done so yet, text the word snow, S-N-O-W, and we will return with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, is Stay Close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sandwich, sandwich, I'm in love with you. You've got lettuce and tomatoes too. Mayonnaise and cheese, you're the one for me. Whoa.
Sandwich, 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 sandw
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Terry's Tiny Homes, Terry! Sure, as the only employee of her company, Terry was probably the front runner. But saving money getting personalized discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive, well, that gave Terry the edge. Over Terry.
Terry! Terry!
Keep awkwardly chanting your own name, Terry. You deserve it. Woo! Be your own Terry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Cal B on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. If you're watching on the live stream, you can leave a comment there as well on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is the hour to text the word.
Mm-hmm.
Via the Civic Media app, you must use the Civic Media app to text in the word snow, S-N-O-W. Text the word snow by noon today, and you are in the running for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells and have a shot at one of 8 grown-up gift grand prize winners from our statewide text-to-win contest. This hour's word is snow, S-N-O-W, for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. If you have not done so yet, text that in via the Civic Media app. Your next word will be coming your way with Todd Alba at 1 o'clock and then Dominic Salvia in the 4 o'clock hour. So make sure you tune in for that. It is 11:53. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Today's Tisbet is Drink Up Edition.
Oh, God.
From Food and Wine magazine. Headline reads from Stacy Lisaka, drinkable mayonnaise is now a thing. A convenience store chain is putting Nomu Mayo, its new drinkable mayonnaise, through a test sale period to see how people respond. Have you ever been in the middle of making a sandwich, smearing on your favorite mayonnaise, and thought to yourself, man, I really wish I could just drink it?
Because, I'm going to stop you right there. No.
Because if so, you lucky thing, now is your moment. Last month, a Japanese convenience store chain launched Nomu Mayo, a drinkable mayonnaise that you can pick up in a cup and start chugging away before you even leave the store. Yes, Greg Buck?
First of all, tons of questions.
Yeah.
This wasn't invented in Wisconsin?
This is in Japan.
So
you can't blame us for this.
No, but I feel like, also, with enough perseverance, every mayo is drinkable.
True.
Yeah.
Probably not safe.
Well.
But true.
When you hit drinkable mayo, I really feel like, quote unquote, safe isn't top of your list.
The convenience store chain Lawson describes Nomu Mayo as a chilled drink mayo that fanatics have long been waiting for. And it sells for about $1.30. It's actually not mayonnaise, though. So you can't go and get your can of Hellman's and, I mean, I guess you could. According to one user on Twitter who tried it, the product is made with milk, dairy-type products, and mayonnaise seasoning.
So this is mayo-flavored water. Cream.
Or mayo flavored, yeah.
Mayo milk. Shake. It's mayo shake.
Yeah. They're putting the product out for a test sale period to see how people respond. And while the general reaction online has been confusion, it has also led many to at least be curious enough to try it for scientific reasons.
I'm sorry, but the word scientific and reason are doing some real heavy lifting on this one.
One commenter on Twitter said, "I love mayonnaise, but I draw the line at drinking it."
I love finding people's bottoms.
And one person just said, "No, no."
See, here's the problem: is that they have their mayo shakenaise.
Oh, shakenaise.
What's America going to do to put their foot on the rock and roll like monitor of life to like strap guitar and be like, oh yeah, you have drinkable mayo. We got drinkable ranch.
Watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good point, Greg Bach. One Reddit user who tried drinkable mayonnaise said, quote, "I just tried it and it's awful. Just like you'd expect. Liquid mayo, salty, mayo-y, maybe a bit dilly. Not sure about the last one, but I couldn't handle more than one sip." Another Twitter user said, "I tried it, so you don't have to." Tipped it down the drain.
We'll
keep up on this and see how. This is just a test run for drinkable mayo in Japan. Drinkable mayo is now a thing.
Whether we like it or not. And thus we open the second envelope of the apocalypse. Calvin, as our resident young person and daredevil in chief, would you try the drinkable mayonnaise?
No.
Okay.
I guess I don't understand what was stopping people from drinking mayonnaise before.
Well, I think it's they've thinned it out.
They've thinned it out so
that people can drink it.
Yeah.
So, and what is mayonnaise seasoning? That's a whole nother debate.
Well, my guess is it's the seasoning of the egg and the oil.
And that's kind of it.
That's pretty much mayonnaise, right?
It's eggs and that's what I thought. All right. Well, anyway.
Now we're going to drink it. We're doing it. I feel like we're in. We're so curious.
We'll do this with our... Well, that can be our drink for our chopped cheese sandwich. That wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
We have news coming up next, followed by Todd Alba from noon to 2 p.m. He will have your next word for our statewide text to win contest coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. On Tuesday's show, Heather Heil from the Green Bay Children's Museum joins us with details on a different kind of event to raise money for police canine units in the area.
And we'll tell you more about the Pour Pints for the Purpose event to help raise money and awareness for the Alzheimer's Association. Join us.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.